Hey there, it's Colt Cabana. Thank you so much for checking out the past shows from the archives. All the past ones in this feed are ad-free. I took out all the ads. If this is something you like, you can listen to every single episode of the Art of Wrestling podcast dating back to 2010, absolutely ad-free for only $4 a month on my Patreon. That's patreon.com/ColtCabana. All right, enjoy the show. This week on the podcast, just like the title says, Sanjay Dutt gets CNN famous, so myself and Jay Lethal, we head to Hong Kong for barely 24 hours. Enjoy the show.
This is the Art of Wrestling with professional wrestler Colt Cabana.
Alright, how you guys doing? Come on in. Sit down, relax. You're about to listen to The Art of Wrestling, a professional wrestling podcast. It's a life podcast. It's a personal journal. It's an entryway into the minds, the souls, the hearts, and the lives of the people involved in the world of professional wrestling. I am your host. My name is Colt Cabana. I am a world traveler. I am jet lagged. I don't know the difference between countries, cities, or anything that has to do with any kind of geography that isn't specifically the Midwest. Most importantly, though, I am a professional wrestler, and I am coming to you live from my studio apartment in Chicago, Illinois. Before I go any further, this is a fan-supported and listener-supported podcast supported by people just like you. We give it to you free of charge every single Thursday. ColtCabana.com, iTunes, SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts from. A couple great ways that you can support, rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Tell a friend, tweet it out, Instagram it out, Facebook it out. TikTok it out to all my younger fans. Most importantly, though, the best way that you can support, cultmerch.com, digitalcult.com, t-shirts, buttons, DVDs, pictures, children's book, action figures, micro brawlers, and so much more. I always appreciate a purchase. I send it myself, cultmerch.com, digitalcult.com. I am actually in my apartment right now. I got home today about noon, and I will leave at 7:45 tomorrow morning. So I have a couple of hours here to get this podcast done, record it, edit it out, and send it out tonight at midnight. Now, depending on how the jet lag is, who knows what my sleep structure is going to be, but I will put it on the timer, and it will be out for the world to listen to. What a weird, wild adventure. Just last week, I was given Jay Lethal all the shit in the world for not going out and exploring and enjoying Hong Kong. I just got back. I saw the casino. We went to Pepper Lunch. Did some professional wrestling, and I'm going to tell you how the whole story started, and it's got to do with me waking up and heading over to the grocery store before I jump on a flight.
It's 10 a.m. in the morning, and I literally just woke up and got a phone call from Jay Lethal. My flight was canceled yesterday, so I couldn't go to any show, and I was a little worried about the podcast, but I was like, I got that old Jericho one from the cruise. Sanjay Dutt, who was supposed to go to Hong Kong, has been stuck in Canada for 14 hours and can't go. And, well, Ho Ho Loon and EWE, I think, promised to Americans. And so on an hour notice, I accepted a booking to go to Hong Kong.
And there I was, grabbing some protein bars, getting some stuff, heading back home, doing a little packing for what little time I had. And it was off to O'Hare Airport to jump on a flight. 27K is my seat. And you can hear the wonderful music. It's 1 o'clock, and I made it. I made it on the flight. This is just a bizarre story. I was called at 10 a.m. in the morning. I got on the Uber at 11 a.m., and I'll be on a 15-hour flight to Hong Kong. And then I'm not really sure. I think there's something about something in Macau, and eventually I'll get there. I'm trying not to be too loud. I'm on the plane here, but a big thank you, and I'm sorry to Sanjay. And we're off and running. Okay, so Ho Ho Loon was the guy, and if that name sounds familiar, he was in the Cruiserweight Classic 2 years ago, maybe, representing China, and this was all his deal. It was all set up. So I land from my flight, Chicago to Hong Kong. Now, throughout this whole podcast, you will notice how confused I am by where I really am. I don't know the geography. I'm very ignorant. Ignorant American. I really am. Now that it's all said and done, I have a better idea. It's because I've been there. I'm a traveler, you know. That was sarcasm. But I do land, and Ho-Ho has assigned a man named Hong to pick me up and guide me a little bit to some of these buses.
Okay. So, hi, Hong. Hi.
Can you tell me what we're doing?
Oh, we're going to the Macau borders right now.
And you're going to put me on a bus?
Yes, and the other, we go double decker and then go the other big bus. But we call the long coach.
Okay. We got to Hong Kong and now we have to go to Macau, which is an island?
Yeah, it's just like an island.
Small island?
Yeah, something like that.
Okay, and so he's leading me, otherwise it would have been me. And I would have been clueless.
Yeah, you are my last target. I picked up over 10 people today.
Oh my God, today?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I stay here over 8 hours. I go back,
something like that.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. So you are the main event. Mr. Main Event.
Mr. Main Event.
Yeah.
Okay, so now I'm learning that I flew into Hong Kong, but Macau is a totally, totally different city. Not only is it a total different city, it's like the entertainment capital of China. But it does have its own world, and I have to go through a lot of immigration stuff, and no one looks at us or cares, really. But it's all part of the deal. So now I'm on a couple of buses after a 15-hour flight.
I landed in Hong Kong. I took 2 buses to Macau. Now I'm taking the bus from Macau, like National Airport or whatever, now to the mainland. I don't know. There was nobody was there to pick me up. So like the ho-ho's kind of like teaching me where to go through Facebook Messenger. I think I'm getting picked up here soon. To be continued.
Yo.
Oh damn, I'm glad that you're here.
What up?
Yeah. Sorry for all the
It's okay.
For all the troubles.
Very scary.
Yeah. So the hotel is right behind that massive stuff.
Okay.
Actually it's one of that building. Just wait for a taxi.
Okay.
Or you prefer walking? No. Taxi.
Taxi's good. Okay, so Ho-Ho grabbed me at the bus stop, which to me is a little mind-blowing. And I just wanted to say, like, hey, man, imagine you came over to America and didn't speak the language and was just like, hey, jump on a bus. But I did it like a grown boy, like a real traveler, and my pocket Wi-Fi was looking at some Google Maps, trying to figure something out. And we made it to the hotel. That's where Jay was there. And I couldn't even get into any kind of podcasting. So I crashed hard. And then Tuesday morning, the morning of the show, Jay and I kind of talked about this whole thing in person for the very first time.
So it is the morning of the show. Jay, you've been here one day longer than I have?
One whole day, yep.
Okay, and what have you seen the Great Wall?
This mother.
What have you seen or done?
I've only seen the inside of that casino. That's
like
it.
Like promised. And you up or down?
I'm even Steven.
Okay.
Which is good. I always consider that meaning I played for free.
Yeah, it's a night of a free night of entertainment, if you will.
Right, but I mean, of course, I'm going to go back later because that's the nature of the beast, and I may not be up when I leave. But
so I have showed up on this trip for the EWE.
Last minute, by the way. Who wakes up at about 10 or 10:30 a.m. and woken up by a phone call, by the way, saying, hey, do you want to come to Macau? Can you make it?
And I say, of course. Which threw you back a little bit.
Right, because it's 10 o'clock. Your flight would be at 1:30, and you go, but it's only 10:30, as if, like, to say, that's plenty of time.
Yeah.
I just woke up. That's plenty of time for me to get my stuff done to take a 15, 16-hour flight.
I actually went to the protein shop and got some protein bars, got some food, got a little breakfast before I headed out to Hong Kong.
You did some lollygagging. If it were me, I'd been scrambling. I got to pack this, got to pack that. Oh, man, there's not much time. But you I just picture you walking around with your flip-flops. A nice stroll, not like a hurried walk. This guy's got to be somewhere.
You imagined it correctly. You imagined it 100% correctly. Yeah, very lackadaisical. Oh, nice. Going to head out on my trip to Hong Kong.
By the way, so for those listening, Cabana agreed to come to Macau, 15, 16-hour flight, twice. Last minute. Okay, so first, like a dummy, I didn't realize that I did not have my passport. So when it came time to make the trip, I'm like, oh my God, I sent my passport to get my Japanese visa. I don't even have it. Promoter's not even going to believe me. He's going to think that I don't want to make the show. So I called Cabana thinking, hey, maybe I can send him instead. His flight's not that expensive. I'll cover it because I feel bad for the promoter. And you agreed. You agreed to go last minute. But then
you said to Sanjay, hey, you think Cabana would do it? And Sanjay said,
of course.
Of course I would.
Of course.
He knows me. He knows it right.
So my passport arrives that morning. Like, it couldn't have been more perfect, you know? So I had to cancel. I'm pretty sure you were sad.
I was just going to say, you don't even want to know, like, what a cock tease that was. For some, it's women or drugs. But for me, it's the idea of being able to go to Hong Kong.
Last minute, last by the way. Minute. You did not even time to plan for the trip. It was a last minute trip. So that was the first attempt. My passport came, so you didn't need to go. I make the trip. And then this horrible flight day, which I wish Sanjay was here to tell the story. It's outrageous. So again, Sanjay can't make it. I tell the promoter, hey, Cabana will come here. You just have to ask him. And sure enough, 10 in the morning, I talked to you, and you said yeah, which was crazy to me.
Not a problem. And I know
the only crazy part was that your flight would have been, because when we were looking at flights, he said there was like a 5 or 6 p.m. flight. I go, okay. But then by the time I talked to you, he's telling me that there's only one flight, and it's at 1:30. And I'm like, it's 10:30 right now where he is. It's no way it's going to work.
And the promoter kept on saying, like, hey, are you at the airport yet? I'm like, relax.
Right. When we hung up, he goes, he needs to go to the airport now. That's what he said.
Yeah, but the airport's 15 minutes from my house, so it's not a big deal.
I told him that, but
a sweet little Uber ride in there. And I was early. I spent an hour in the lounge, too. So
I was worried because I didn't want to make this trip by myself. That's another thing. I had only agreed to this trip because Sanjay was coming and I was going to be with him. Then, another tidbit here. Before I boarded my flight to Hong Kong, I called Sanjay twice. No, three times. He didn't answer two times in a row. The third time he picks up, he goes, yeah, I'm at the airport. I go, I just wanted to make sure. I didn't want to get on this plane if you weren't gonna make it.
This was a friend's trip.
Yes, it was. Exactly. Exactly. And one friend got traded out for another.
I know you wanted to hear Sanjay's story.
You've got to. He's got to tell it.
We're going to hear it right now. Are you impressed that I can send it? It's live via satellite.
The technology these days. I love it. You're going to pipe that in here.
I'm going to put him in. That's right,
awesome.
Right here.
That's awesome. Okay.
Well, hey there, Colt. Jay, what's going on, guys? You guys having fun? You guys enjoying China? You know, a last-minute booking to Macau, China. That sounds amazing, doesn't it? And I'm sure the podcast listeners are wondering, what the heck happened here? What led up to Colt Cabana taking a booking in China on an hour's notice? Well, it all started Saturday when I got on my flight from Newark, New Jersey, heading over to Hong Kong. We got on our flight. It left on time Saturday. I was supposed to land Sunday night. I was supposed to have all Monday free. Tuesday, we were going to tag team. My first match back since my Achilles tear in December of 2017. So I was kind of nervous. This is my first match back since 2017. But I had my best friend with me tag teaming. He was going to do the brunt of the work, actually. That was the contingency here. Well, I get on my flight 3 hours into flying from Newark, New Jersey to Hong Kong. The pilot says that we have to divert the flight back to Newark due to a sick passenger. So there was a man in the back of the plane that had a couple seizures. And I guess the situation got so bad that the pilot felt that he needed to turn back around 3 hours back to Newark. Well, I guess it got even worse because we didn't even make it to Newark. We had to land even earlier than that in Goose Bay, Newfoundland, Canada. So Goose Bay, where we landed, you know, it wasn't even a real airport. It's just kind of an airfield. There's military barracks there, and medical officials were there to escort the sick passenger off the plane. They took him to the hospital. Once that happened, we were ready to take back off. And once we were ready to take back off, we found out that there was an issue with the door in the back of the plane. So as they went to arm the door, it was frozen. This door was, I guess, frozen. It was negative 22. It was beyond cold. And I guess the extreme frigid temperatures froze this door and they couldn't shut it. Mechanics made their way to the airport in Goose Bay because there was no medical, there was no United personnel, there was no customs agents, there was actually nobody at this airfield. So the mechanics had to be called in and they came, they tried to fix the door, they couldn't, and they said, see you later, peace. And we were just still stuck. So we were told that a rescue plane was gonna leave Newark and head on over to us in Goose Bay with a mechanic on board and a new crew and try to help us out. Well, that rescue plane did not make it to us for another 16 hours. So about all 266 of us on that plane were stuck on that plane, not allowed to leave for 16 hours. Colt, we were stuck on the plane for 16 hours. And technically, we were there in Goose Bay for 18 hours because by the time we actually took off on our rescue plane back to Newark, it was 18 hours. So there was delay after delay, and this rescue plane just could not take off due to weather issues in Newark, due to the crew being timed out in Newark. And finally, it took off. It made its way to us in Goose Bay and landed about 16 hours after we had landed in Goose Bay. The mechanics got on board. They tried to fix the door. These are the mechanics that were on the rescue plane coming from Newark, New Jersey. They got on there. They couldn't fix the door. Can you believe it? They couldn't fix the door. And when they couldn't fix the door, they said, look, guys, y'all just got to get off this plane and head on over to that rescue plane and get in there, and we're going to take that one off. And obviously, that took a couple hours in itself. So by the time we got on that rescue plane and took off, it had been 18 hours since we landed. And it was quite an ordeal. Food was running out. It was very cold. And a couple of the toilets even ran out of toilet paper. Can you believe that, Colt? No toilet paper. I remember as we landed, we cleared customs and there's news cameras everywhere. So this thing had just kind of blown up. And I guess I was partly to blame as I was live tweeting my whole ordeal on the plane. Hey, Colt, good thing I upgraded to the international plan on AT&T, huh? I had service the whole 18 hours we were stuck. So I live tweeted my whole experience and it kind of went worldwide. But hey, a story to tell, huh? And you know, I look back on everything and I think, well, one good thing came out of it. Colt Cabana took a booking in China on 1 hour's notice. Colt, I love you, buddy. You're welcome.
Should we try to do a reaction to what Sanjay just said there?
Oh
my God. That crazy Sanjay. Unreal. Great hearing from you.
Unreal, wow. Sanjay. No way.
Wow, what a banger. All right. Well, enjoy your time back home, Sanjay, and we'll get back to this podcast.
Oh, wow.
All right. You heard us in the morning. Also, take note, everyone had to dress business professional, except for me, last minute call. I said, hey, give me a break. They said, it's all right. Everyone had like beautiful suits on. They looked to the nines. I had my ROH Under Armour polo shirt, which is becoming infamous on those commentary desks because that's all I want to wear. I'm a man who likes a uniform of laziness. So we show up, everyone's looking good, and there's a lot of wrestlers from all over the world, really. A bunch of All Japan wrestlers, some Wave women's wrestlers, Wave women's wrestling athletes, Michinoku Pro, and some of Chinese greatest wrestlers. We get there right away, and then there's a meeting with the big director that Ho-Ho will talk to you about later.
And then second rehearsal will be a cheerleader thing with Jay and After this two segments, we will rehearsal for all ring entrants. Oh, okay, stand by.
This is
this big theater here. Are you gonna? No, there's no. I was just about to ask. Are you gonna add pictures? Then I realized I'm an idiot.
Yeah, we have to do audio pictures right now. So I would say, what are we gonna say? 5,000 seats?
I would say you are right on the button with that.
And so it's one of those things where it's like, this is a stage show. There would be plays that would be on here.
Correct. There's no seating on one side because it's the stage and then stadium seating all in front of the stage, not surrounding the stage, just in front of the stage.
Yeah, but it's also U'd up pretty well. Like it's U'd all around around the ring. But on the stage, where usually there would be nobody, they have put, I would say, 50 VIP leather couches. Where?
What do you think that they've charged for these couches, the couch seating?
This might be sponsorship, I think.
Oh, you know what? This is definitely sponsorship seating right here.
So I would say, because Macau, which we've learned is like the Las Vegas of Hong Kong.
And since 2007, brings in more money than Las Vegas since 2007.
I went and saw Mason Ryan do...
Was it Cirque du Soleil?
Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
And this reminds me of like what Cirque du Soleil was in front of. I bet this is...
Not Circus Olay.
To me, it's Circus Olay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Cirque du Soleil? What is it?
Cirque du Soleil.
You can understand what I'm talking about.
I know exactly what you were talking about.
So that I feel this is what that show would be on, and we're going to do wrestling in front of them tonight. I think it is going to be a good show, and I think the promoter, Ho Ho Loon, would be the best one to kind of describe everything to me and Jay and for the listeners, for you guys at home.
Well, my name is Ho Ho Loon. I have no idea why I'm here because it might be because that I'm the producer of this EWE show and we're in Macau right now. I actually have no idea why Colt Cabana is here.
Well, we went through it all. There's a whole debacle and I'm here. But okay, so this show... is EWE, and Macau and Hong Kong are different. Is that right?
It is different. It is two different cities.
But they're pretty close.
They're close, but they're two cities. Would you consider United States and Canada the same place? No, right?
No. But Toronto and Detroit, we know they're close.
But they are not the same country.
Right. So I've been mixed up the whole time. So now I know Macau is different. But you're based out of Hong Kong?
I am actually from Hong Kong. But now my work takes me to Macau, and I lived in China. You mixed up again, right?
I know, but Macau is in China.
Macau is in China, but if you go into the mainland China, you got to go through an immigration. You got to have your passport checked. You're going to have your visa. You know what I mean? So mainland China and Macau and Hong Kong, you can consider it's three different countries, but it's basically in one country. I don't know what I'm saying.
I feel more traveled now.
Yeah, just check out google.com and I think you can find out what this three country means.
Okay, so explain the show today.
This is the first show of EWE.
The first wrestling show in Macau?
It is actually the first big scale wrestling show in Macau. We got some small scale wrestling, you know, that's for travel agency back 2 years ago. And this is the first big show in Macau. And then it is actually considered a really large scale wrestling event in China because it is... you know, a lot of media guy come here, a lot of, you know, TV station come here to film, and then, you know.
And you got this building and you booked all of this? Or?
I actually, I am responsible for all the wrestler thing. How to say, like.
Anything within the ring, that's you.
Yes. And then we are actually working with a really, really famous director. He's an MMA director, you know, that guy with long hair.
Oh, is that what he was? Yeah, we were curious who that was.
Yeah, but he looks really, really legit, you know. Mm-hmm. He's a guy that people want to listen to him. You know what I mean?
So, I don't know about that.
So you don't want to listen to him, right? It doesn't look like you want to listen to him, but he looks like somebody you want to listen to.
Okay.
But his name, Zhang Xu. And he is, you know, the top MMA show director. And this is his first wrestling production. And then it's the first time I meet this guy. And then it sounds like he has done a lot of wrestling show, but actually this is the first show. So that, you know, this experience count, you know.
So this is big. This is big for you and the promotion, right?
Yes. And then the owner of this company called Chai Lang Chan, and then who is my tag team partner tonight. It is his first wrestling match.
Oh.
He is 2008 Olympic Sanda champion. Sanda is something like kickboxing, but different rule. So he is the gold medalist.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Do you think any of these fans will know anything about wrestling?
I have no idea. I have really no idea. Let's see. Let's go out the ring and see
we'll
what is
out.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we'll give a report once we find out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, well, thanks for having me over here. Even though you didn't mean to.
Yeah, it's just part of the business, you know. It's a job that we want to take, you know. We're getting old now, you know.
What does that have to do with me coming over and wrestling? It's just rubbing in my face that I'm old, Jay.
I don't know. I actually don't know why you're here.
Thank you.
I got a message from Sanjay that he got stuck in Canada. And then I just got Jay Lethal in Hong Kong Airport. And then he said, will you consider Cod Cabana? And then I'll say, yeah, why not?
Story of my career. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, why not? And Sanjay still stuck on the plane while Cabana is already in Hong Kong.
Perfect. Oh, man. All right. Should be a good one.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I think one of the fun parts of this podcast would be have some of the locals come on and talk a little bit of wrestling. This is Bitman.
My English so-so, but it's okay.
Sounds pretty good. How was the show tonight for you?
For me, it's very great. Very great.
How does this show compare to other shows like that you've wrestled on and been to?
This one is more crazy because like everybody like drinking the red wine.
Yeah.
But they're so elegant.
Yeah. Fancy people tonight.
Yeah. So elegant. I never saw that.
You see me trying to kiss the fancy lady at the end?
Yeah. Did you get a kiss?
No, she didn't like it.
Maybe later.
Maybe. So how are the shows usually then? Like regular American kind of style?
In mainland China, most of the show is more quiet because like they just not really understand. But here I think like Macau is the entertainment city, so the people come to Macau just entertainment, so they go watch whatever they want, they just entertainment, so they feel exciting. Okay.
And then in terms of size of shows in China or Macau or Hong Kong, was this one of the bigger ones?
Yeah, this one is the bigger one.
Do you ever see cameras like that at a wrestling show?
No, first time. So, need to be nervous.
Yeah. Okay. Then it was time for me and Jay Lethal, the two dreaded Americans, the evil foreigners, as Ho Ho would say, to take on Team China, the ultimate good guys, baby faces. And here's the thing. Two differences of opinions. Bitman, who maybe hasn't wrestled all over the world like I have necessarily, thought it was a rowdy crowd tonight. Jay and I, on the other hand, thought they were very, very quiet, as they didn't know what the fuck was going on. You can listen to the very first podcast I did in China. It was episode number 4, where we kind of describe how wrestling is not presented. They don't know the culture of professional wrestling that the way that the Americans or the Mexicans or the Japanese do. So they're just like kind of in awe and like, oh, maybe I should react. So we kind of have to dumb it down a little bit and really, really spoon feed it to them so they understand what is happening in the ring.
Boom, boom, come on!
Hello, I'm Chanko, boom, boom, come on.
What? And this is Jay Lethal!
I'm Jay Lethal. Relax, guys, okay?
We didn't come from the United States of America to watch stupid girls dancing!
They came to America, they don't like this kind of dance. Don't like, but you have to be gentle, okay?
We came here to wrestle, and we are the very best in the world!
They said we are the best in the world. We came here to wrestle, we don't need to dance.
D.E. Let me check!
Hey. Hey. Just got done with the match. Jay's the only one I could talk to, so you're the only one. You're the only one on the podcast.
We tried someone else, but it might be hard to understand whole long.
But he'll be on
for a little bit, right? But it might be hard to understand him.
I think he was all right.
You think so?
I think we'll get some key points out of that.
Gotcha.
Okay, so our match is done.
Just finished. I got a little bit of a... I can feel myself losing my voice.
That's from working.
All we did was yell the whole time.
That's from being a working heel.
Yeah. Teaching we had to teach the fans, you know?
We taught the fans.
We had no idea what wrestling is.
We learned some key Chinese words before going out.
Yes.
Do you remember yours? You forgot already.
Yeah. What was yours?
Mine was DE, means number one. I said, hey, what does like Ichiban mean? She said, Wazchup DE. I go, I'm not going to remember the Wazchup part.
DE, yeah.
DE means number one. And go on is get out of the way. Go on.
I can't remember mine.
We remembered shut up.
Shut up. It was shut up, right.
Beesway.
Oh, yeah. Beesway.
Beesway. Beesway.
Yes, Beesway.
And like Jay said, I don't know if I talked over him, but I mean, they didn't know what was going on. These
no clue. They had no clue what was going on. But they were entertained.
Yeah, we entertained them the best we could.
I thought they were thoroughly entertained. I was very entertained by you.
I told you my goal was to make you laugh as much as I could.
And you did. And you did.
Any specific ones I got you?
The thing at the end where I had to pull you away from that woman. You were doing the...
Now, I can only assume this was a mafia's girlfriend. She was in a fur coat, front row on the sofa couches.
On a sofa couch. That, yeah, front row on a sofa couch.
I was getting some heat, brother.
Oh, man.
So, a successful night. The first time ever tag team of Cabana Lethal Heel, at least. And I think it was a success.
I think we need to take this show on the road.
We need to tour all of Asia with this.
I think so.
And there it is. A night of wrestling in Macau. Not Hong Kong. Macau. Completely different city. How would you not know that, people at home? You should be ashamed of yourself. How dare you? And that's the story of the weekend. Fucking crazy, people. So crazy. And as we woke up to get the flights the next morning, Jay Lethal's flight was delayed and he was manic. Because remember, we get home and we have to fly right to Thursday, Friday, Saturday for Ring of Honor in Texas. He was manic. Luckily, I'll tell you what, after all this bashing by Sonjay Dutt, who comes to the rescue? I mean, he's a Delta man, but they screw up his flights. He gets hooked up with a United flight. And then who gives him a global upgrade? This guy. Jay Lethal flies home first class because of me while I'm in the back with all the normals. It really was a great weekend of flights. I mean, except for Sonjay. But for, you know, all the ones who actually wanted to be there, Sonjay obviously just didn't have the want. If you wanted it enough, that plane would have gotten off the ground in Canada and went to Hong Kong. I'm just saying that. All right, I think it's time for me to get an hour or two of sleep. Before we leave, though, I do want to tell you about some plugs and upcoming events. All right, the best way that you can support, ColtMerch.com, DigitalColt.com, Twitter and Instagram, @ColtCabana, Facebook/ColtCabana, my storytelling podcast, Pro Wrestling Fringe, plus past archives of this show, old and new. They're ad-free on StitcherPremium.com/Colt. Use the code Colt, get a free month. ColtWrestling@gmail.com is my very public email. Maybe your promoter want to put me on your upcoming show or convention, or even be documented on this very podcast. I do have Friday and Saturday, February 15th and 16th open. Just saying. Also got a YouTube channel. ColtCabana.com is my website. There is where you can find my P.O. box and send me some snail mail. Upcoming January 24th, 25th, and 26th, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio. I'm in the Tag Wars. That's going to be at ROHWrestling.com. Wednesday, January 30th, Friday, February 1st, Saturday, February 2nd, Los Angeles, Charlotte, Nashville, NJPW1972.com. Saturday and Sunday, February 8th and 9th, Lakeland and Miami. Commentary, ROHWrestling.com. Sunday, February 17th, Duluth, Minnesota, HeavyOnWrestling.com. Friday and Saturday, February 22nd, 23rd, Tokyo, Japan, NJPW1972.com. Saturday, March 2nd, Vancouver, Canada, AllStar-Wrestling.com. Intro music by the Ukulele Teacher on YouTube. Outro music by Superfun Yeah Yeah Rocket Ship. Podcast cover art and design by Jimmy Lee. Photo by James Musselwhite. Thanks to Jay Lethal, Sonjay Dutt, Ho Ho Loon, and The Bitman for coming on the show this week. Thanks to our sponsors, HighSpots.com, an amazing VOD service with a brand new $5 wrestling show. Plus PWGs, Best Friends, AMA knee pads, gear, masks, even a wrestling ring. And OneHourTees.com, they help run ProWrestlingTees.com. There's a sale this Friday to Monday, 15% off with the code RUMBLE. I can only assume that is for Ready to Rumble, thanks to David Arquette's many appearances on this very podcast. Like I said, it's time for me to go to bed. You thought you were going to get the Jericho Cruise podcast, but we're going to put it off till I don't have anything on a weekend and I need to give you a podcast. So that's it for now. Talk to you next week. This has been The Art of Wrestling. For Colt Cabana, I'm Colt Cabana. Thanks.